Hi guys, it's another big Thursday again, and I'm welcoming you all back to my podcast, The Unraveling with Miles Dre. We are going to be touching a very important topic today, and the topic is Embracing Liberation, The Journey of Forgiveness. I go again. The topic is Embracing Liberation, The Journey of Forgiveness. As we all know how we do it here, it's all about doing what? It's all about investigating. It's all about knowing what we are supposed to do, what is supposed to put us in the right path. This is what we are doing here in my podcast. And again, today I am trying to like point out what are those things that have been bothering us, or something, maybe we have won issues, or somebody has actually betrayed us or something, and we are actually holding a grudge, or actually having a very negative reaction whenever we see this kind of person that has actually annoyed us or something. So now, this topic, Embracing Liberation, The Journey of Forgiveness, is all about is the journey of forgiveness in the transformative process that allow us to free ourselves from the burden of anger, resentment, and pain. It's a path towards emotional liberation and personal growth. You see, in this section, we will explore the key aspect of embracing liberation through the journey of forgiveness and learn practical steps to apply it in our lives. I would love us to actually dive into the transformative power of forgiveness and explore the profound impact it can have on our life. We will look at that deep emotional wounds, betrayal, and challenging circumstances we may have experienced. Then we will look at the journey of forgiveness, highlighting the struggles we face and the inner strengths we can discover along the way. We will also explore the various strategies and tools that can support the forgiveness process, and how can you see valuable insight and practical advice on setting boundaries, practicing self-compassion, and navigating the complexities of forgiveness. You see, the power of forgiveness refers to the act of letting go of anger, resentment, or negative feelings towards someone who has wronged you. Now, it is a conscious decision to release the desire for revenge or punishment, and instead of you choosing understanding, compassion, and reconciliation, you are actually getting angry. You are letting your emotion come into place, and while this is happening, you don't want to forgive that person. See, forgiveness is a deeply personal and transformative process that can have profound effect on both the forgiver and the person being forgiven. It has the power to heal emotional wounds, promote inner peace, and restore damaged relationships. Because if we keep on saying, I don't want to forgive this person, it is still there in your heart, trust me, it is still going to affect your process one way or the other in your journey of life. See now, here are the few key aspects of the power of forgiveness. Number one, once you have that, you're planning on to forgive that particular person, you have emotional healing, because forgiveness allows individual to release the negative emotion associated with past hurts by letting go of anger and resentment. One can experience emotional healing and find relief from the pain caused by that offense. Another thing that you experience is that you experience personal growth, because forgiveness is an opportunity for personal growth and self-reflection. It requires individual to confront their own emotions, beliefs, and bias. Now, through forgiveness, one can develop that empathy, compassion, and understanding. Through forgiveness again, you tend to do what? You tend to restore relationship. Forgiveness can be instrumental in repairing damaged relationship. It opens the door to reconciliation and rebuilding trust. leading to stronger and healthier connections with others. It helps you to break cycles, and it helps you to be free as a woman or as an individual. Because the act of forgiveness liberates the forgiver from carrying the burden of anger and resentment. It allows the individual to move forward from their lives unburdened by the past and focus on their own well-being and happiness. Because if we keep on saying we don't want to forgive this person is the one that betrayed me, trust me, you are only letting yourself down. Because you're putting a burden upon yourself at a particular moment. You see, however, it is important to note that forgiveness is a personal choice, and it does not necessarily mean condoning or forgetting the action that caused the hurt. It is about finding peace within oneself and choosing to let go of the negative emotions associated with that particular offense. Now, forgiving can be challenging and complex process, and it may take time and effort, and it can even needs effort to reach a place of genuine forgiveness. Engaging in self-reflection, seeking support from others, and practicing empathy and compassion are some strategies that can aid in the journey towards forgiveness. Now, if I ask, what are those examples of things that somebody has actually done to you that is actually making you feel very, very hurt, that you feel deeply hurt by it? What are these examples of it? I'll actually be listing some of them. Number one is the betrayal. When a friend or your partner who has deceived you or broken a promise, now a promise that is very dear to you, you shared it with your friend and your friend broke that promises, or the friend starts sharing that promises, then you feel betrayed by that friend, and because of this you feel deeply hurt by this, and because of this you feel enraged, and because of that as well you don't want to forgive that person anymore. Another example of something that could actually need forgiveness, maybe somebody have done to hurt you, is infidelity. That is when your partner is unfaithful with you and has actually violated you guys' boundaries of a committed relationship. This can actually cause another big hurt in you. You could actually feel very, very, very much offended. Another one we should look at is hurtful words. When someone says hurtful words towards you, someone that you actually like or you actually love or trust so much started insulting you. Maybe you guys have one disagreement or the other and start insulting you. This could cause you to have pain and unforgiving. You don't want to forgive that kind of person because of what that person has done. Or maybe the person actually insulted you so harshly and actually used some hurtful language that has actually caused you emotional pain. Another one is abandonment. When a particular parent has actually left you, maybe when you were small your mom dropped you off for your dad, and all of a sudden your mom had to take care of you from your childhood to your adulthood, and this could cause a lot of big pain in you, and you don't want to forgive that particular parent or your family member or friend who has actually abandoned you or neglected you, leaving you feeling emotionally wounded. Another one we should actually look at is conflict or disagreement. This is when you and your friend are actually having a fight, or you're actually having a significant conflict or disagreement about something, and this is because of this conflict or the likes, you don't want to talk to them anymore, and you don't want to even go close to them anymore, and because of this you are holding a burden in you. Another one we should look at is professional or financial loss. Maybe you have trust your partner or your business foes, or you've actually, whatsoever way, somebody actually mismanaged your funds, or somebody caused financial harm in you. This could cause a pain in you. A lot of them like that. We have childhood wounds, we have prejudice and discrimination, all these things could give you a very big emotional wound. And now, remember, forgiveness is a deeply personal process and each situation is unique. The examples I provided are meant to illustrate common scenarios, but forgiveness can encompass a wide range of experience and action. So you know what they have done for you. I'm only citing some of them, but you know what they have done to you. You know that person you don't want to forgive. You have it in your mind. So just know that this is the kind of thing that they could have done to you that could have caused this kind of issue. But how can forgiveness contribute to your emotional well-being? Because you did not know. And that is why we are here to actually discuss it out. Because you feel like you don't want to forgive them, they have done you bad, and you felt hurt by it. But you did not know, or never did you know, that forgiveness contributes to your emotional well-being. Forgiveness can contribute significantly to your emotional well-being in several ways. Number one, release of negative emotion. I said it the other time. Once you have that burden, you hold an anger, resentment, or bitterness towards that particular person, and it can consume your thoughts and emotion, leading to increased stress, anxiety, and unhappiness. Forgiveness allows us to release this negative emotion and replace them with feelings of compassion, empathy, and understanding. Another one is reduction of stress and anxiety, because if you are holding onto resentment and anger, it can lead to chronic stress and anxiety, which can have detrimental effect on our mental and physical health. So forgiveness can actually help you to lower those stress levels and reduce symptoms of anxiety. Another one is improved relationship. Forgiveness plays a crucial role in repairing and strengthening relationship. When we forgive others, we open the door to reconciliation and improved communication. It fosters empathy, understanding, and willingness to work through conflict. So you can see that with this again, it enhances your self-esteem and self-worth. It helps in your emotional healing and closure. It increases happiness and life satisfaction. Except areas like that. So you should know that this thing have a positive impact in your own life. It is important to know that forgiveness is not easy. Yes, and it is not a personal process. It may not happen overnight, but it requires self-reflection, self-compassion, and patience. In fact, seeking support from trusted individual or professional can be helpful in navigating the forgiveness journey and promoting emotional well-being. How can you start, or how can me and you start the process of forgiveness? Yes, we know it's not easy, but how can we start it? Yes, starting the process of forgiveness can be deeply personal and introspective journey. Here are some steps that I feel it will help you to begin the process. Number one, acknowledge and validate your feelings. Begin by acknowledging and validating the range of emotions you are experiencing, including anger, hurt, or resentment. Understand that it is normal to feel this emotion in response to a perceived or actual harm. Give yourself permission to feel and express this emotion without judgment. Another one is reflect on the situation. Take time to reflect on the situation and gain a deeper understanding of what happened. Consider the perspective and motivation of all parties involved, including your own. Reflecting on the circumstances and exploring the underlying causes can help you gain clarity and empathy, because you feel like you are the one being pained, or you are the one being hurt because of that situation. But you never do you know that the person that is angry as well has its own point as well. So if you do not sit down to reflect on that situation to understand what has actually happened, at least try to play back that memory of what actually caused that hurt. Why is that person? Why did that person just react to that particular way? Then once you start going back and forth on that particular issue, you reflected on it, then you know what to do. The next one is practice self-compassion, because treat yourself with kindness, compassion, and understanding throughout the forgiveness process. Recognize that forgiveness is a challenging and individual journey. Be patient with yourself and acknowledge that healing takes time. Offer yourself the same empathy and understanding you will extend to a dear friend. Now, another one is consider the benefit of forgiveness, because yes, if you are actually forgiving your friend, because you guys would definitely foster another healthier relationship between you guys, and in fact improving your own emotional well-being can positively impact your overall happiness and peace of your mind. So recognize that forgiveness is a gift that you give yourself rather than condoning of the other person's action. Another one is let go of resentment. You don't need to put it on yourself. Make a conscious decision to let go of resentment and desire for revenge. Understand that holding on to these negative emotions only perpetuates your own suffering and keep you tied up to the past. Choose to release the burden of resentment and open yourself to the possibility of healing and growth. Another one is seek support. Forgiveness can be a complex and challenging process, and you don't have to navigate it alone. Seek support from trusted friends, family members, or professionals such as therapists or counselors. They can provide guidance, offer a listening ear, and help you gain new perspectives on the situation. Engage in self-healing practices. Set boundaries. As you embark on this forgiveness process, it is essential to set and maintain healthy boundaries. Boundaries help you to protect your well-being and ensure that you're treated with respect. Communicate your boundaries and clearly. Once you communicate these boundaries clearly, it prepare your friend or that particular person that hurt you at that moment to know that yes, this is what this person does not like. Remember that if you don't do all this, or maybe that person keeps on hurting you, maybe because that person does not know how pained you are about that situation. But if you could set boundaries while you are doing that, or while you're actually forgiving that person, it is good, because it will avoid reoccurrence of that particular issues. Now, can forgiveness be difficult to achieve in certain situations? The answer is yes. Forgiveness can be challenging to achieve in certain situations. The difficulty of forgiveness can vary depending on the nature and severity of that particular offense, the level of harm caused, and the personal experience and values of the individuals involved. Here are some situations where forgiveness may be particularly very, very difficult. I'll cite these examples. Number one is deep emotional wounds. Forgiving someone who has caused deep emotional pain or trauma can be exceptionally challenging. It may take time, therapy, and support to process and heal from such profound hurt. The journey towards forgiveness, in this case, can be complex and require significant emotional work. The second one is repeat offenses or betrayal. When these offenses are repeated every minute, this particular person is actually repeating that offense every time, and is repeating that betrayal. Now, forgiving someone who has repeatedly hurt or betrayed you can be difficult. It may be harder to trust the person again and believe in their sincerity. Rebuilding trust and repairing the relationship may take time and require clear boundaries and accountability. You can see how tough that could be. If that person you're trying to forgive, you kept on forgiving that person, and the person kept on doing what? Kept on repeating that offense. And once that person keeps on repeating it, let's put it this way, that you're angry at a level of 1 to 10, you're angry at level 5 when it first happened. And the person did it again, it increased from level 5 to level 8. The person did it again, then that's 10 over 10. And that is a very big problem. So you can understand that if you did not set boundaries, this thing will keep on happening. Now, another one is lack of remorse or responsibility. Now, forgiveness becomes challenging when the person who caused the harm does not acknowledge or take responsibility for their action. Now, genuine remorse and willingness to make amends can be important factors in the forgiveness process. Without this, it may be difficult to find closure and move towards forgiveness. Another one is injustice or severe end. Forgiveness in situations involving extreme injustice, violence, or severe harm can be incredibly challenging. Another one is personal boundaries and self-protection. Forgiveness does not require individuals to overlook their own boundaries or put themselves at risk of further harm. In situations where forgiving would compromise personal safety or well-being, it may be necessary or prioritize self-protection and create distance from the person who caused the harm. It is important to recognize that forgiveness is a personal and individual process. There is no right or wrong timeline for forgiveness, and it may not always be achievable or appropriate in every situation. It is crucial to practice self-care, seek support from trusted individual or professional, as I have said earlier. What are some strategies? Because I know we'll be feeling, how do we do it? How do I forgive this person? Why is Miles just speaking this way? Did you know how hurtful this thing might have looked? We all have our experiences. I have seen someone who have actually betrayed my trust before. I trusted this person. I gave the person is a close friend of mine. I trusted him with some financial funds, and I said, okay, you should go on with it to do some certain business. But he ended up lavishing it, or whatsoever way, or whatsoever excuse he gives that he did it and something came up. But what I want to say is that there are some times that not everybody really understand the pain. Maybe because the person might have done it before, and I'm not angry about it, and the person felt like maybe the next one he can actually do that again. And that is what I'm saying. Maybe because when the person did it the first time, I was able to just digest the situation and felt like, well, I understand. It is the country, it is what is going on that is causing, that is why he has actually mismanaged those funds. But it gets to a point when you try this particular case with this person again, and the person still make a fuck up of it all and mismanage the funds. And now this is when I felt the pain in me. I felt like, oh wow, this is once beaten twice shy. I was even beaten twice to it. Now it feels as if am I not, or does the person takes me to be a dumb fellow or something? But yeah, what I just have to do the next time is what, set boundaries. Next time I understand that, call the person, well, what you did is very, very bad. I understand that, yeah, this and this might have been happening. But yes, what I did is I've actually have that self-reflection of what has actually happened, or of what have actually happened, and I try to digest the situation just to make sure that everywhere is good and make sure that we are having that good relationship. But sometimes like that, it does not really always work, maybe to actually continue that relationship. So what I do in that time is self-reflection. I take time to just reflect on my needs. These are the strategies of setting boundaries while we are actually still considering forgiveness. Well, that is my own story, but let me go on. What are the strategies for setting boundaries while still considering forgiveness? Now, setting boundaries is crucial when considering forgiveness. I said that, so you should know that these strategies I've been mentioning now would actually help you. Number one strategy you should take into place while you're still considering forgiveness is self-reflection. Take time to reflect on your needs, value, and personal boundaries. Understand what is acceptable to you and what crosses the line. The self-awareness will help you establish clear boundaries moving forward. Another one is communicate assertively. Clearly communicate your boundaries to the person who has hurt you. Use I statements to express your feelings and needs without blaming or attacking them, because you need to be firm, respectful, and assertive in expressing what you will and will not tolerate. And it's not like you do it and make that person feel you're trying to settle an issue, and the person that you're trying to even settle the issue with is not even, or maybe you're still hurt by that stuff, but you felt like, yeah, well, because I've heard this, let me just say I want to forgive you, but you did me bad. No, communicate assertively. Telecommunicate your boundaries. Don't do this again. Do this. There's a way you should do your communication, improve on your actually your communication skills in a way whereby it will not affect you while trying to solve that issue. In order to not create another path that could actually hurt you in that process. Another one is prioritize self-care. Focus on your own well-being and prioritize self-care as you navigate the forgiveness process. Another one is establish consequences. Clearly define consequences for crossing your boundaries. Let the person know what will happen if they violate your boundaries. This can involve limiting or ending contact, seeking legal action, or taking steps to protect yourself. Another one you can do is seek support. There's another strategy. Another one is you make sure that you maintain that boundaries that you have set down. Stay committed to it by maintaining those boundaries even as you consider forgiveness. Another one is practice self-compassion. All these things will help you. Forgiveness is not easy, and boundaries are not mutually exclusive. You can forgive someone while still maintaining healthy boundaries to protect your own well-being. It's essential to find a balance that allows for personal growth, healing, and maintaining your self-respect. You can all do these things without being rude and confrontational. Effectively communicating boundaries without sounding confrontational requires a mindful and assertive approach. Here are some strategies to help you communicate your boundaries in a respectful and constructive manner. I've said it the other time, use the I statement. I feel hurt and ignored when my opinions are consistently dismissed. Use this kind of word. The second one is be clear and be specific. Clearly articulate your boundaries in a specific and concise manner. Another one is use a calm and respectful tone. That is, maintain a calm and respectful tone throughout that conversation. Avoid raising your voice, because once your emotion comes in, you raise your voice. Avoid raising your voice or using accusatory language that may escalate the situation. Keep your composure and speak in a measured and composed manner. The next one is express the impact. Let the person know how pained or how hurtful you were about that situation. Clearly communicate how the specific behavior or action is impacting you. Now, another one you could actually think of is offer alternative or solutions. Another one is active listening, because you need to give the other person an opportunity to express their perspective and feelings. Practice active listening by being attentive, validating their emotions, and seeking to understand their point of view. This can help create an open a respective dialogue between you two. Another one is reinforce boundaries. Another one is you should also seek support if needed. What are some healing practices that I can actually recommend for you if you're actually going through all this journey of forgiveness? There are various self-healing practices you can exploit to support your emotional well-being and forgiveness process. Here are some recommendations. Number one I recommend is journaling. Writing down your thoughts, feelings, and experience can be a powerful tool for self-reflection and emotional release. Journaling allows you to gain clarity, process emotion, and track your progress on the forgiveness journey. You can write about your feelings, insights, and any shift in perspective that arises. Another one is meditation and mindfulness. Another one is self-compassion exercise. Another one is emotional release techniques. This is very, very important, because you need to exploit techniques that encourage emotional release, such as deep breathing exercise, progressive muscles relaxation, or engaging in physical activities like yoga or dancing. These practices can help you release pent-up pent-up emotion, reduce stress, and promote a sense of overall well-being. Another one is you could also seek supportive relationship. Surround yourself with a supportive network of friends, family, or support group. Engage in open and honest conversation about your experience and emotion. Sharing your thoughts and feelings with trusted individuals will provide empathy and understanding. Those individuals who will provide empathy and understanding can actually help you in those deep healing. Another one is physical exercise. Another one is seeking professional help, that is hiring a therapist, or you could go to your internet and you could get anyone who could actually help you out there. Remember, self-healing practices are personal, and it is important to explore what resonates you. Experiment with different techniques. Be patient with yourself and allow yourself the space to heal and go at your own pace. To end it all up, embracing liberation through the journey of forgiveness is a powerful process that allows us to reclaim our emotional well-being and experience personal growth. By understanding forgiveness, acknowledging our emotion, shifting perspective, choosing forgiveness, establishing boundaries, and embracing healing and growth, we can embark on a transformative journey towards liberation and inner peace. Take time to reflect on these concepts and apply them on your own experience. Always remember that forgiveness is a personal journey. I've been saying it, and it means take time and effort. Be patient with yourself. You need to practice all the strategies. You need to take this. You need to maybe seek support when needed. Embrace the liberation that forgiveness can bring, and open yourself to a future filled with emotional well-being and personal growth. This would actually end this particular section with you, guys. And I want you all to understand that forgiveness is very, very important. And you should know that you should start that journey today from that pain you're actually having, and make sure that you're planning on forgiving that particular person so that you could actually lift that burden away from you. Because if you don't, trust me, because you have not forgiven somebody of one thing that they have done, you tend to hold that burden. And even if we are talking, if you're actually talking or having a business proposal or whatsoever thing with another person, that hurt that you have from that other person might actually come forth again in that present person you just met, or something could actually trigger it. And because that is just because of the burden you have in the previous past that is now affecting your present self. And here now, you have investigated it, we have put a light to it, so that we understand that this thing caused a lot of big impact in us. And once we are being burdened by something, it brings in stress, and before you know it, in fact, you think more than the imaginable. So that will be all. Meet you all next Thursday. My name is Miles, your host. Bye-bye. God bless you.